How did the extra time off help your guys health-wise?
So far, so good. I mean, they look good. The weight room work was good. We're in meetings right now. We're going through the install. We've had a chance to review the Lions tape, and we've just shifted gears to the Dallas install. So that's what we're working on, and we'll practice here shortly.
Mike, what struck you about the before we move on to Dallas? What struck you about the film when you watched it of the Lions game? The ending was great, but obviously there were some other.
Well, I think we did some things better. There's things we can obviously improve on. First half wasn't exactly what you're looking for, but there's a few plays in that first half that really were the difference between 17-0. I think that's what really came out of that. We thought that at halftime that held up on the video. It's important to always watch the tape of yourself. So that's why we took the first part of today and focused on the Lions game. So just want to make sure our players see the corrections and we've done that. And we want to make sure we get a big head start on the Cowboys today.
How much or how little has the preferred five offensive linemen been practicing? They've been on the injury report, one or two or three of them, it seems like the last month. Has that impacted just the offensive continuity?
Well, offensive lines that play together each week, I think if you just want to do an injury report, and if you look at starts by the same offensive line, that equates to really good football. That's been my experience. So, yes, it's important. We all understand the game starts up front, both offensively and defensively. So, as many games as those guys can play together, I think it really helps your success. But in reality of it is, it's a long year. We've had a break here. So I look for those guys to bounce back. And I think our backup players did a good job.
Are you confident, Mike, that Eddie Lacy got the message for his misstep?
Well, I think Eddie's, he's been rejuvenated, and his work was good today. Checked in on him just like I do with all the players. And I look for him to have a very good week of practice and look for him to be productive Sunday. That's, we're worried about what's in front of us. We talk a lot about what's behind us, way too much, and we're really focused on today and beating the Cowboys. And that's what I want everybody to think about, talk about, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Mike, going back to the offensive line for a second, was that health, was that a major factor in just how great that line was last year? And is this enough time now with a little bit of a break to get them healthy enough to maybe reclaim some of that continuity?
I hope so. It's the best. I've made no bones about it. It's the best line that we've had in my time here. So, it's what we're going into our 13th game, and we understand the stretch we've been through, and it's in the past, but we've also showed that eight or nine of our guys can play. So I mean, that's the way we'll move forward.
What's your plan for the offensive linemen? Are all five of them going to try to practice today?
They're all going to try to do some part of today, yes. Except for Corey. Excuse me. Corey will not work today.
Mike, do you have any better feel with Ty Montgomery where he's at right now and if, whenever you could get him back?
The report this morning was Ty's feeling better, so he's going to try to work today, and we'll see. He's going to do as much as he can.
Did you watch the Dallas game last night?
Sure did. Good game. Great game. Too many commercials.
It really blitzed a lot.
To scare you?
Huh?
No, they've blitzed more than they have. I mean, I agree with that. The tendency was up last night. So, I mean, it's a very good defense. I mean, that's really, spending the weekend going through the numbers in the video. This is going to be a big challenge for our offense, and I thought they looked very good last night.
Mike, what do you have to do? I mean, we can joke about the Get Loud Lambeau T-shirts and whatever else, but what do you have to do to get back to where you've been at home after losing two in a row that I don't think anybody expected?
Well, we need to win and play. I mean, you do that by playing better. I mean, we haven't played our best football the last two times we played in front of our crowd. And, I mean, our crowd has stepped up, and it's clearly a different environment this year and last year than it's been in the past, and that's a credit to our organization. But at the end of the day, it's about football. It's about what you do between the lines, and usually great crowds follow a good football team.
How has Mike Fennell improved to earn himself some more playing time up front?
how does Mike improve?
How has he improved in order
to doing good. He's getting more opportunities. I think I spoke on it the other day. He's been able to play more five technique, which I think that's really helped him. I mean, Mike's got a lot of natural ability out there, and also, you know, the way he's playing inside. So we need all those guys. You know, we need all our big guys. I know we talked a lot about our offensive line, but it's really the same situation on defense. I mean, we need our big guys to play well.
Mike, going forward with Eddie, is he going to have an opportunity to earn back some of the reps that he may have lost in Detroit, or is that something you're planning to finish?
Everything Eddie wants to accomplish is right there in front of him. That's what we're focused on today, and everything is in front of him. So if Eddie or any other player wants to jump up and grab that opportunity, it's right in front of him.
Crockett earned some opportunity too, though.
It's right in front of him. He's doing a good job. He got a good opportunity up in Detroit, and went the wrong way on the run and still had a hell of a run. So, he brings a lot of excitement. I'm really happy for John, the opportunity he's given, but he's going to have to compete to get up on the active roster. I mean, what's nice about coming off a break is you now have a pretty healthy team. So the competition for 46 will be very competitive this week.
Mike, is Aaron back to – I mean, obviously his arm looked fine on the throw.
Yeah.
Is he back to 100% with the time off?
Looks good. My understanding is he's worked out a number of times over the weekend. And he looks good. We haven't practiced it today, but feel good about where he is.
You know, who knows if there's cause and effect here with Julius giving the day off last week and having the big strip, but is that something you might be inclined to do again going forward to give him a day off to give him some fresh legs?
That's just really communication between the player – and the coach, and you know, and that's something I probably should be more aware of. We've talked about it in the past, and that was probably a long time coming.
He is mad about sitting out of practice, as Clay made him sound like he was, or
I didn't have that conversation. I know he doesn't like to miss practice. I mean, that's definitely the case. Yeah,
that's a good thing. Yeah.
Thank you.